Hi guys, welcome to Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today I'm going to tell you 10 signs that you need a vacation. So some people think that only rich people can afford vacations, but it's not true. Everyone does need a vacation once in a while. It helps you manage your stress levels. And today I'm going to give you tips on things to look out for, how to know it's time to take a vacation. And when you do find out that you need a vacation, little tips about things that you can do that would help you. All right. And so it's a little easier for students because you already have a vacation worked into your schedule. And so it's very easy for you to, you know, decide when it's time to take a vacation. But if you're working, if you're not working, sometimes it's really hard because people need the money. You know, it's hard for them to take a break. If you have a lot of responsibilities, it's very difficult to say, okay, I'm going to just switch up right now and just go take a break, you know. And so that's what this episode is about. So the first thing I'm going to say is definitely when you start to magnify little things, it's time to take a vacation. All right. So imagine that you are working and, you know, you're working, and all of a sudden, you know, things are happening around you and you're blowing it way out of proportion. You definitely need a vacation. All right. Or you find yourself overthinking things. Like, you don't usually overthink things, but, you know, your boss is talking to you about something and you're questioning your entire career over that. You know, you need a vacation. All right. Another thing that, you know, will tell you that you need a vacation is when you start making a lot of mistakes. So if you're working, you know, you find that you can't think straight. You're making a lot of errors, simple things that you should know, simple things that you do know. For some reason, you're not paying that much attention and you're making lots of mistakes. That's another sign that you need a vacation. Another thing is your body will just tell you. A lot of times you start to feel overworked, you start to feel stressed out, you know, your immune system takes a hit, every flu that passes you catch it, you definitely need a vacation. If you start feeling sleep deprived, you don't feel well rested, you feel like, you know, no matter how long you sleep, you don't feel like you slept enough, basically, you know, that's another sign that you need a vacation because your body's tired. When you lack motivation, all right, you just can't find a reason to do stuff. Like, all you can find to do is work, and even when you work, you find that that's all you're doing is working. You can't find time to do anything else. You're feeling like you're overworked and you can't find time for anything else. You definitely need a vacation. You need to step out and take a break. If you start feeling really cranky, like nobody wants to deal with you because you're super cranky at work, you know, nobody can ask you a question. The way that I view stress is it's like holding a cup of water. And you know that a cup of water can only take as much water, right? Everyone is walking around with their own cup. Every day people add to your stress level by adding a little water to that cup. And you know that cup can only take so much water. But the thing is, we're not all holding the same amount of water because some people know how to manage their stress levels. So when they're getting stressed, you know, they do something fun and they reduce the amount of water in that cup, right? But there are other people who don't know how to manage stress and they're walking around holding this cup of water and it's just like almost full. And you never can tell, like someone just says something to you that, you know, on a regular day, that wouldn't even be a problem. But they say to you on a day when your cup is almost full and you just snap. I mean, you become super cranky. You become really, really, like you magnify the thing out of proportion. Not because that person said something that you've never heard before, but because you're super stressed. And so it's good to take a break once in a while and deal with that stress. When everyone starts asking you at the same time, are you okay? Are you okay? You know, is everything okay? You need to take a break. Just step back a little bit and just take a break. All right. Everyone can ask you if everything's okay, if everything is looks okay. You know, they have to be seeing something that you're not. And so it's time to take a break. And then when you start getting forgetful, so it's kind of ties in with making mistakes. So, you know, little things that you should remember, you're finding that you can't remember. Why? Because you're super stressed and you need to take a break. When you find yourself always daydreaming at work, You're looking out the window and you're like, oh, I wish I was somewhere else. You imagine a better life, or even imagining a time when you had so much fun. You're always living in the past in your head. You know, it can be good if you've had a lot of fun in the past, but if this is like your everyday, you're always thinking about, oh, I wish I was somewhere else. You know, maybe you need to be somewhere else. Maybe you need to take a break and get some rest. And so if you are like this and you know, you're going through a whole lot of stuff and, you know, you need to take a break, I'll give you some tips on things that you can do. You don't have to be super rich to take a break. You don't have to. The problem is that a lot of times, I don't know how I always say the problem on social media, but it's, the problem is that a lot of times people look at other people going on vacations on social media, and they're like, oh, I wish I could go to somewhere super exotic like that. And they're like, I think they should be super rich to go to that kind of place. And most of the time, they're not super rich. They're just good planners, all right? So I'll tell you a little bit about how you can take a break. Like, you don't have to take a super long break all the time. You can go for a day. You know, you can go for 2 days. Sometimes the weekend isn't even enough. And so I'm going to give you things that I do, basically, when I'm getting super, super, super stressed, because that happens. So the first thing that I would say you should do is think about money, because obviously the reason why people don't take a break is because they're thinking about all the money it's going to cost, right? And so you want to get ahead of that and plan ahead, all right? The key is to plan. Everyone who goes on vacation plans for it, to set money aside for that. And so plan. What happens when you plan is that you're not spending spontaneously. The prices for like the tickets, the hotel stay, everything is bought way ahead of time. You get better deals. You're not spending money like crazy. Okay, so I live in a very beautiful city. I live in Nashville. And a lot of times people come into town, they're like, oh, I wish I lived here. You know, things, the city's the bomb and things like that. And I'm just like, what? So one of the things that you can do is to tour your own city. You don't always have to travel, get on a plane and go somewhere else. Apart from the fact that that's super expensive, there are things that you can do in your own city. You know, people come to your city and they find these really cool spots, or they're doing these really cool things because there's so much in your city that you're not even looking at, you know. So you can tour your own city. You can, you know, find new restaurants, you can find new bars, you can find spa places, you can do, you know, try out yoga. You can do so much in your own city. A lot of times I just, even when I can't afford to go like to a different city, one thing I would do is to check into a hotel in my own city. The reason I do this is because I can't like take a day off and just stay home and say that's my vacation, because I always find stuff to do in the house. I always find chores. I'll do laundry. I'll cook. Like, I can't just sit at home and not do anything. And so if I really, really do want to take a break and unplug, I would just like, you know, check into a hotel, and from the hotel, I'll find new places in my city, basically. And so that's a way that I, you know, take a break and enjoy, you know, someone else doing the cleaning, you know, and, you know, eating a restaurant, and I feel refreshed after a few days and I'm able to go back to work. Another thing you can go do is go camping. I'm not a fan of this because I grew up in Nigeria, and when I was young, you know, I went to a lot of church camps, and even then, back then, you know, it was fun for a whole lot of people, but it wasn't that much fun for me because I guess I just don't like the great outdoors as much. I mean, I like going out hiking, but I don't like spending the night out, you know, in the woods, and a lot of people find this ironic because, you know, I tell people this and they're like, oh, you're African, you should be. Well, have you been to Africa? People don't live out in the woods. I live in a house back in Nigeria, all right, with everything there for my comfort. So I don't necessarily love camping just because I'm African. And so, but if camping is your thing, you can take a break and go camping and connect with nature. Okay, so the key is to plan ahead for whatever you're going to do. You want to book packages. Don't buy your ticket. Don't, you know, buy your airline ticket separately and then buy your accommodation, or book your accommodation separately and then think about, you know, your car rental separately. You can go and make use of your, if you have a Costco membership, for instance, a lot of times they have these travel packages that they put together. What happens is that when you buy these packages, you're saving a whole lot of money, all right? I know the reason why people don't do that, at least the reason why I did not used to do that, was because I always felt like, okay, if I'm buying the package today, I need to spend, let's say, $3,000. I'm like, oh, I don't have $3,000 today, you know. But if I were to buy the airfare today, maybe this month I have $1,100 for the airfare. I'm like, okay, I'll just buy that this month. And next month I have $700 for the hotel, and I buy that next month, and then I break it up like that. But what happens is that when you break things up like that, even though it's more convenient for you, you're spending a whole lot of money. So if you're saving and planning ahead, when it's time to purchase that package, you have that money to do that, you know. And so you can easily go on vacation, and all you have to think about is spending money when you do go on vacation, right? Okay, another thing you can do to save cost is to stay with friends. Now, if you're going to stay with friends, I recommend that you listen to my last episode. And last episode I talked about just basic things that you need to know if you're going to stay with someone while you're on vacation, so that you can actually come back and stay next time, you know. And so listen to my last episode if you're going to stay with someone while on vacation. Another thing you can actually do is travel off season. You don't always have to travel for Christmas, New Year. You get my drift. Like, you don't have to travel when the ticket prices are super expensive. You can go when it's not expensive. People don't really travel in January for some reason, you know. So you can actually take advantage of that, because most of the packages would have dropped, the prices would have dropped. You can actually take advantage of those. Some people take weekend trips, like quick trips out of town the weekend. It might take Friday and Monday off work, and they make it a long weekend, and they're able to go to a different city and, you know, do different things. That would be great as well. When I was a grad student, one thing that I would do is that I would take, in the middle of the day, I would just go see a movie. I would just go see a movie, and a lot of times it would be a comedy, and that would help me. Like, sometimes I just needed to get away and just, you know, deal with that stress. And, you know, during my lunch break, I'll just drive to a movie theater, I'll just see a movie, and I'll end up laughing really hard. And by the time I come back to school, I'll be feeling way better, you know. So you can do a lot of things to take a break. You don't have to be super rich to take a break, all right? Okay, so that's a weekday vacation. I told you that sometimes I check into a local hotel, and I just relax, you know, take it easy. watch movies, you know, because I told you, when I stay home, sometimes the chores never end. And it's not that I don't want to save money, but a lot of times while saving money, I'm not really taking care of myself. So sometimes I just splurge a little. Take care of yourself. It's not, nothing wrong in taking care of yourself. It's something that I feel like everybody should do once in a while, is take really good care of themselves. Because what do I say once in a while? Do it all the time. Take care of yourself all the time, 100% of the time. All right. It's nothing wrong in doing that. It's not selfish. Take care of yourself. It's super smart to take care of yourself. All right. Staycation. Sometimes you can stay in your own city, you know, and explore your own town, and yeah, enjoy that. You know, don't feel guilty about doing the things that make you happy. Do not, because taking care of yourself is essential. If you want to be productive, if you want to do well at work, at school, you need to take care of yourself. All right, guys. So that's all I have for you today, but I have super good news. A lot of you ask me how you can be involved in the show and the things that you can do. Well, I have good news for you. There's so many apps that you can use to listen to my podcast. And one of them that I really, really like is Anchor FM. And one of the things that I like this platform for is that if you are listening from Anchor FM, there's this option for calling into the show when you're listening. You know, if you hear something that, you have some ideas, you can actually click on a button and call into the show. What it actually does, that kind of like a voicemail option, and you call into the show and you can leave a message, all right? And so on my next episode, I'll be sure to play that. And if you'd like to sponsor a giveaway, if you'd like to advertise on the show, of course you can do that. All you have to do is go to my website, www.thetalesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com, and you can donate, you can advertise, you can reach out to sponsor an episode, and that would be a really cool way to support the podcast. All right, guys, if you have any ideas, if you have things that you think people can do to you know, go on vacation. What are some of the things that you do to take a break? If you'd like to share that with us, go on my social media page on Instagram, African Princess in America, and leave me a comment on my latest post, and I'll be sure to get back to you. All right, guys, I hope you're having a great week. Here in Nashville, we have the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert today, and so there's gonna be a lot of traffic, but it's gonna be a great weekend. All right, guys, take care of yourselves and have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye. Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.